want to sing this next verse here.
It's the last time I'm telling you to change your way.
Sure. Oh, this is beautiful. This is called Angels in the Snow. Uh-huh. You know how you'd make angels in the snow in the wintertime when you were a kid?
Sure, huh?
Check this out. Now, this is Norwegian and English and then the harmonies.
Wow, huh. Angels in the Snow?
Sick and Tired.
Sick and Tired.
Yeah.
Good deal. Yeah, I like that stuff a lot.
Okay, I've only got two more, so this is called Blaze of Glory.
Good.
And I'll I'm gonna let you hear the last song. This is the last song. It's an old what's the guy's name? A Tom Paxton song.
Oh really? I love Tom
check
Paxton.
Check this out, man. This is...
What was the name of the last song there?
Last thing on my mind.
And who's playing the harp in that one?
Eric Anderson.
Oh, he's good.
He plays piano on Drifting Away in Blue River. And the three of us, the voices, you know, I went there last February in the coldest time of year, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Norway. Hold the phone for 1 minute.
Sure.
There we go. Yeah, I went there in February and we did like 10 shows throughout Norway, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mainly to help my friend Eric out, you know? And Jonas and the press, they loved us to death, right? All of a sudden, record companies started hitting on us, you know, CBS of Norway. And anyway, this independent person, came up with the right attitude. We made the record in 1 week. It's, been, you know, in the top 10 for 2 months.
Wow.
And,
1 week you recorded that? No
yeah,
kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, amazing. The pre-production was the 10 shows that we did, right?
Wow.
And it's incredible, you know. I started working with Eric last September for his Stages album, the last album that he did 17 years ago, and it got lost or something. There had to be a conspiracy there after his Blue River album. And CBS came up with enough money to cut 3 or 4 new songs to add to the album, right? And Jonas came over from Norway last October. Eric had come to my house, you know, and he saw a couple of Mercedes-Benzes in my yard, a van, you know, a front yard, a backyard, mountains, and a pond, you know, and he said, Eric, you know, how come I don't have this? I said, well, maybe you're greedy and selfish, man. So he stayed for a month in my music room in my house, you know, we wrote I'm Drifting Away, and my wife, Elizabeth, and Eric and myself wrote the first song you heard, right? And we wrote a few songs, you know, another half a dozen songs, and then that's when I went over to, then I helped him with his album in New York, the Stages album, and then I went over to Norway in February, and the press, like I said, they loved it, they ate it up, you know, and it was like small cabaret shows from 250 to maybe 800 people, you know, a couple of school shows, which one was maybe 3,000 people, right, and then the Multi Jazz Festival, after the record had come out, you know, it got to number 6 immediately.
Wow.
And then it dropped to number 12 or something, and when I did the Multi Jazz Festival, after I saw you in Groton, right? We were only scheduled to play at 1 o'clock in the morning, right? But they had us play in the afternoon. We played for about 4,000 or 5,000 people. They stood in the rain and watched.
No kidding.
Right? And that night, like I said, we'd sold 1,600 tickets, so they had to move it to a larger venue.
Wow.
And I have a tape of that that I'll eventually play for you. It'll blow you away. I'll give Dave a copy of it.
Terrific, huh?
For you guys, for your own, vaults, your own collection.
So that must be one of the real highlights of the last few years, eh?
And this is very special, you know, and just the way the rest of Europe is acting, you know, from the Norwegian success, it's like we followed some simple guidelines, and it's really working, you know. It's nice to see something like that work, you know.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it release here, too.
It's innocent, and it's honest, you know, and it's kind of timeless. And the three voices are very compatible.
Yeah, particularly like Blaze of Glory. I thought that was real sweet. The vocals.
Yeah, well, you've heard me do that, I'm sure, before. You know, in my shows and stuff. But I did a kind of a southern march drum arrangement on that.
Yeah, you guys sound great singing together.
Myself for Oslo. But Billy, oh boy, it's just incredible, his contribution. In the band, I mean, the energy, his B3 Hammond organ playing.
Is there a title for the new band project?
Not really. I mean, you heard us do Blind Willie McTell that night, right?
Yes, indeed, huh? You said you were doing some tracks with him as well.
With? I'm sorry.
Pardon me?
We're doing tracks with who? With who, Billy?
That you had recorded the song, Blind Willie?
We recorded that around Christmas time. In Bear Tracks, down in Sullivan County. I think we'll continue to record there. It's a great studio. I'm trying to think if we did anything else. Did we do Atlantic City that night?
I don't believe so, no.
But we've got, you know, 3 or 4 songs that are timeless and great that we cut with the band, but we've got, like I said, 18 songs, 20 songs from pre-production that are incredible. I think this will be one of the best band albums that I ever made.
Who are some of the other guys that are touring with you guys right now?
Well, I'm not touring now. I'm home.
Ah, I mean, when we saw you here, who were the other guys?
Well, that's Jimmy Weider. He's been playing with us for 6 years, I guess, 7 years by now. Randy Chalante playing drums with Levon. And then Garth Hudson, Levon, and myself.
Of course. All right, well, let me wrap up with, I guess, some of these succinct Rolling Stone-type questions. Like, if you had to pick, say, one word to sum up the last few years of your career, what might that be?
Well, you know, it's, I feel, you know, with age comes, it's like, you know, like, I don't know, a fine wine gets better with age, you know.
Mm.
And the older we get, the wiser we're supposed to become, you know. Life, I think, is just a matter of commitment and scheduling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And as we get older, the scheduling gets a little more intelligent, you know. The commitments for me, it's easy to make a commitment, you know.
Mm.
This is a way of life for me. Music has always been very good to me, you know. But as far as my best moments and my worst moments, I really wouldn't even want to think of my worst moments. Right?
I don't blame you.
And I've had a lot of great moments in this life, you know. But I'm still waiting for the best.
What do you hope for the future of the band?
Oh, man. You know, just to maintain, you know, health, sobriety. And we're not here to change the world, but we're here to help the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and...
How about just the future in general?
Well, that's, you know, longevity. I'm sure that I'll be playing music till the day I die, you know. I've been playing with Garth and Levon now for 30 years, you know.
Mm.
And I certainly would like to, you know, I hope to, you know, I'm sure that, I hope that the next 30 years will be as inspirational or as inspiring as the last 30 years, you know.
I hope
if
so.
Not more so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's good to be influenced and it's good to be an influence. I'm sure influenced a lot of people along the way, you know. But I've also been influenced by a lot of people along the way.
Alrighty. Dave wanted me to mention that if possible, he wants to try to also get a group photo for the cover of the issue.
Right.
He's going to get in contact with you in the next day or two, I believe, about that.
I think, you know, that there's been a lot of pictures being taken lately. I think we can... do that with no problem. You know, next week, though, a lot of people are away this week. You know, Joe Forno is away as well. I have to leave this weekend myself. Tomorrow I'll be leaving. But Monday, you know, tell him to give me a call on Monday.
All right, we'll do.
Okay, Jay, and if there's anything else, let's talk again on Monday.
We'll do. I appreciate that, Rick.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks for the preview of the album, too. That sounded really hot, and I look forward to seeing it out in America. I'm sure it's going to do real well for you here as well.
Oh, I hope so, man. And I'll make sure that they're sending me 50 CDs and tapes and records, and I'll see that you get one.
Terrific. Yeah, we're going to plug it in the paper, too, because I really liked what I heard. So
absolutely.
Going to stick a few plugs in there for it.
Well, thanks, Jay. Thanks for calling.
Good enough. We'll talk again.
Okay.
Bye-bye.